the propagation of opinions which he disbelieves is sinful and tyrannical. That's how the authors of the Constitution understood the idea of parochial school funding. Sinful and tyrannical. But that's happening in the United States today, even though it was specifically written out of the Constitution. Brothers and sisters, the image of the beast is going up. Now, you may not realize this. This is a little bit outside of my notes, but I'm going to throw it at you anyway. There is at least 11 times in the Spirit of Prophecy where Sister White identifies the image on the plain of Dura of Daniel 3 as the Sunday law in the United States. There's at least 11 times where she says that test that Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego had to go through was symbolic of the Sunday law at the end of the world. And those three worthies symbolize Seventh-day Adventists that are going to prevail for the Lord during the time of the Sunday law, correct? So here's my question. Were Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego the only Jews on the plain of Dura when that image was getting built and set up? They're simply the only ones that saw that it was coming and prepared for the event. And if you want to see that it's coming today, the Sunday law, you can see. The information is there. And it's time to prepare. And time goes very quickly, because if you remember, end time Bible prophecy is always, let me use some phrases from the Spirit of Prophecy. She says it comes as an overwhelming surprise. It comes suddenly and unexpectedly. The final movements will be rapid ones. Jesus says it comes as a thief in the night. So we're seeing the image go up, but what do we know along with that? We're seeing it go up, but we also know that it's going to start happening faster and faster and faster. This is from November 1999. This is the majority leader of the House in 1999 was Dick Armey, and this is what he said at a Christian Coalition, we're going to talk about Christian Coalition later on, Road to Victory meeting. It says, Republican House Majority Leader Dick Armey at a Christian Coalition Road to Victory meeting held in October in Washington, D.C., called for, among other things, school vouchers, there you go, defunding the National Endowment for the Arts, and a constitutional amendment to guarantee the right to practice our faith. When you're talking about separation of church and state and religious liberty issues, and you see the head of the House of Representatives talking about a religious amendment, it should shock you back to where Sister White was speaking about the national reform movement of her day that we're pushing for a Sunday law, because most Seventh-day Adventists do not understand this from my experience. But I'll